Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us this afternoon. We've got a special program planned this afternoon. Early voting started on Wednesday. And of course, our concern is the issues, state issues 1 and 2, and we're going to be talking about that on the program this afternoon with our special guest Chris Long, who'll be joining us in just a few minutes. But before, let me remind you, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you'll find out more about me and the program. And also, you can listen to past programs, a number of articles and things that I have there, including our latest article talking about looking at the future of the Jewish people according to the scriptures. And then, of course, I also highlighted there our last Friday Bible study. And the reason I did that is, with no knowledge of what was coming up over the weekend and what we would find Saturday when we got up and started looking at the news, our Friday night Bible study, the question came up about things in the Middle East, and we spent a good deal of time, in fact, the majority of the Bible study, talking about the invasion, the prophesied invasion of the Middle East in Ezekiel 38, and then also we looked at Psalm 83, and so we spent all the night, just about, I think, all but about 20 minutes of the Bible study. That's a two-hour Bible study, and we have a Bible study every Friday night from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and so the bulk of it was spent on Ezekiel 38 and Psalm 83, and we were talking about some things related to that, and it just that the Lord led that's where we were at on Friday night, not knowing what we were going to find on the news on Saturday morning. Do continue to pray for Israel and the things that are going on there. We'll be talking about that more perhaps on our Sunday night program. We talked about it last Sunday night a little bit, and certainly we'll be talking about it in our Bible study tonight as well, I'm sure. So invite you to check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. From there, you can also link to our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And, of course, we have our Friday night Bible study, and then services every Sunday morning at 11. I'm preaching through the book of the Gospel of John. And on Sunday evening at 6, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs, and we meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. We're in a commercial space, so don't look for a building with a steeple. You got to look for our door. And that's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. That's basically the corner of Route 176 and Brecksville Road in Richfield, near 271 and 77. All right, well, we're going to get right into our program today with Chris Long joining us by phone. Chris, welcome to Live with Pastor Al this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. It's good to be with you.
Well, and we've got a challenging
Friday the 13th.
Yes, I was going to say Friday the 13th is a challenging time. But, you know, 13 gets a bad reputation. But, you know, think about it. How many colonies did we have when we first started the United States? It was 13, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. So, and the Long family is expecting their 13th grandchild. So 13 can be a very good number.
There you go. There's a good segue, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations on that. And that's always wonderful to see, you know, new generation coming along and seeing your children's children. And what a blessing. A lot of people don't get to see that. So congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you very much.
Your children.
Yep, we're very, very happy, very blessed.
Yep. Yes. Well, and it's because of little babies like that that you're on the program today, aren't you?
That's right, Pastor Al. It's all about life in the womb, and issue one is a terrible, evil proposal by the radical left that wants to snuff out life in the womb through abortion to the 9th month of pregnancy. We're talking about ballot issue number one, and the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, a group of abortion doctors, radical abortionists, are pushing Issue 1. They have marshaled forces from across the nation to descend on Ohio with millions of dollars of TV ad. Our listeners right now have said, well, I've seen some of those ads. Well, you've seen a few ads on our side. And this week, Governor DeWine and Mrs. DeWine came out with an ad opposing Issue 1 and 2. And we're very thankful about that. The ad opposes Issue 1, but when he was interviewed as he came out of the voting poll the other day on early voting, and we're going to talk about those numbers in a minute, he said, I just voted no on Issues 1 and 2. Number 2 would legalize marijuana in the state of Ohio. The last thing we need is that when we already have a drug addiction problem in our state. In fact, Ohio is one of the worst states for drug overdoses with heroin and fentanyl. And, of course, these illicit drugs are pouring over the southern border as we have a crisis at the southern border. Congress, we need to pray for those in government. You know, Pastor, a couple weeks ago we had the opportunity and blessing to be with you on your anniversary service, and I remember you praying for the president, President Biden.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't agree with the president on almost anything. However, this week when we were waiting for him to speak about what happened in Israel, I'll tell you what, it was the most accurate response a president should give in support, unconditional support for Israel. There should be no pause or restriction in Israel's response to defend themselves. And I was very surprised by the president. And it harkened back, I thought, that's right. Pastor Al said we ought to pray for those in authority. So the Lord was hearing your prayer. And, of course, he did dispatch a naval carrier to the region just to let the others know, don't even think about it, with our allied nation, Israel. And, of course, what the Bible says in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless thee and curse those who curse thee, and in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. The Jewish people do have that Abrahamic covenant blessing on them.
Yes.
And it still is active today as it was centuries ago, and America needs to continue to defend Israel. It was President Truman who first recognized the state of Israel back in 1948. You often wonder, it's like FDR passed away just before World War II ended. He was the wartime president. And, of course, you and I were there the dedication day of the FDR's prayer, the World War II memorial. But he passed away during the war, and then President Truman became president. And, you know, you often wonder, why do these things happen? Well, he was the first one in 1948 to recognize the state of Israel. So we do pray for Israel, and we value all life. And we're talking about defending life in the womb, defeat Issue 1. So, folks, get out there and vote no on Issue 1. That would legalize abortion the ninth month of pregnancy. Listen, Pastor, they're lying in their commercials.
Oh, absolutely.
They're telling women that they can't get care if they have a miscarriage. That's not true. That's a flat-out lie. And you say, well, how could they get away with it? Well, there's no restriction in the law. Listen, you can lie, okay? And You know, of course, you lie under oath, you could be held according to the law, but not in campaigns or in politics. Lying seems to be what people do, and that's what they're doing. They're lying.
You know, you brought up a great point, because last week I was down at my wife's family down in Kentucky, in northern Kentucky. They get the Cincinnati news stations, TV stations, so it's still, you know, a lot of the things. And that was the first time I had a chance to really see some of the Issue 1 advertisement, and one of them that was played over and over in the Cincinnati area was the one with the couple that basically citing just what you said, that their baby had died and basically having a miscarriage, and claiming they had to go out of state in order to take care of it, because in Ohio she was going to be forced to carry this thing to term.
Which is
absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely. I know of a family member that just had somebody with a miscarriage, and no, you get care in all of Ohio's hospitals. That's a flat-out lie. Look, they can't tell people the truth, Pastor, of that they want to commit abortion and that the abortionists want to make money on killing little babies in the womb. I had Pastor Walter Moss, a black pastor, on my radio program this week, and he's out there talking to pastors in the black churches. He said, Chris, it breaks my heart. We're only 12% of the U.S. population African Americans, but yet we make up 48% of the abortions that were carried out here in the state of Ohio, according to the Department of Health. Think about that, Pastor. These Planned Parenthood clinics are put in the inner city into black neighborhoods. It was Margaret Sanger herself who wanted to commit eugenics against the black race.
Right.
It's, you know, this is the insidious nature of this. These people want to make money off aborting little children. And then, you know, also they're targeting the minority community. You would have to say that because those clinics are in minority neighborhoods. They counsel women in minority neighborhoods for abortion. The highest number of abortions are minorities. Folks, you need to listen. You're listening to this program right now. You need to get out there and vote no on issue one. Pastor Al.
Absolutely. And as we're talking about the things that are being said on the other side, the absolute untruths that are being said, one of the things that they're implying is that a woman cannot get an abortion at all in the state of Ohio right now. In fact, they're not just implying it. They were saying it in some of these ads. Women cannot get an abortion at all, that Ohio has radical anti-abortion laws. And what's the truth of the matter right now with abortion in Ohio?
Well, that's right. They could go over to the preterm clinic in Cleveland and see that they're open for business. They are committed. They are performing abortions, okay? That's another lie. So, I mean, we should just probably score the lies. Today I was on a conference call, Zoom call, with the group of coalition life leaders that have been running the campaign against issue one. And we ought to have an ad out there just scorecarding all the lies they've told and the ads that they're putting out to people. So that would be a good ad, I think.
Yes.
But we're doing it right here on Live with Pastor Allen. Thank you for it, Pastor. Because really, you and I hadn't talked about planning this, but I think the Lord's leading us here to tell people about what they're hearing. Here's another one. You see this one with the pastor saying, well, I counsel families and I sit down with people and, you know, and it's between a doctor and their own decision for abortion. And he basically advises them to get an abortion. Pastor, I can't think of something more horrific to advise a woman to get an abortion, something that's going to scar her emotionally, mentally, and emotionally. In fact, as a pastor, as a former pastor, I'm a director now of the Ohio Christian Alliance, but when I pastored women who had that great remorse that they had an abortion. And I told them about the love and forgiveness of Jesus, but, you know, the emotional scars, the mental and emotional scars, spiritual, I told them there's healing in Jesus and forgiveness. And then, you know, lots of these women are pro-life themselves now, but, you know, pastors need not to be silent. They need to speak on this issue. But we got 3 weeks left. The evangelical church is lagging behind in the polling. We need to get out there, folks, and we need to vote life. We need to vote no on issue one.
Absolutely. And, of course, we were talking with Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance. You have some tremendous material available, and there's a lot of good material on why we should vote no available online. But I happen to think, and yeah, maybe I'm a little biased, but I happen to think that the voter guide that the Ohio Christian Alliance has put out, Vote No on Issue 1, that's at your website, and I'll let you get that information, is really very good. It's easy to see. It's easy to read. And we'll touch on something here in a minute, too, but it also touches on Issue 2, which hardly anybody else is doing. But where can people find this?
That's right. They can go to our website at Ohio Christian Alliance. Just search that on your smartphone, Ohio Christian Alliance. Take you right to our website. And right at the top of the page, you just click on the icon of the voter guide of issues 1 and 2. You can print that off on your printer at home. You can also request voter guides for your church. We are still shipping those out to folks. So you'll see a link there that says request voter guides for your church. Just fill that out. We will ship it to you, so just make sure it's for your church. Check with your pastor of how many are needed for the congregation, and we'll get those out to you. And it's a vote no on issue 1 and 2. It's an 8.5 by 11 full color voter guide, and that's helpful to people as we come up to this election, Pastor.
Absolutely. And one other thing, and this is something that's come up from time to time, what can churches do legally? Because now, personally, I'm one of those ones that I want to do what God directs me to do, you know, and follow God rather than man. I'll take my place there or their chances with God, you know, and do what God wants me to do, regardless of what man is saying. But for a lot of churches, they're concerned about whether or not they can legally weigh in on these issues. What can they do on these issues?
Well, a C3, a church, can absolutely take a position on an issue. In fact, a church in a given calendar year can spend up to 5% of its annual income on issue advocacy. Most churches won't do that, but, you know, I mean, obviously, they can do that if they wanted to on this issue. They can even aggregate it over a three-year period in their financial books and up to 15% in a calendar year if they've had no previous activity the year before and plan no activity next year on an issue advocacy. So, you know, when some pastors say, well, we can't do that, we're a C3, that's not true. They're being misled or uninformed on the issue. They can absolutely take a position on issue. Pastors can get in the pulpit and say, hey, vote no on issue one. And so that's not an expenditure at all. And in fact, they could just go ahead and do that and encourage and urge the folks to get out there. That's why the Ohio Christian Alliance does provide issue advocacy with the voter guide. Now, we don't endorse candidates or political parties. That's a position we've taken as an organization. We do voter guides. Like next year, we'll be doing a large voter guide to the presidential, congressional, and Ohio House and Senate races. We provide information as to where the candidates stand on key moral issues, and then you make the decision by the review of the voter guide. But we personally and as an organization don't endorse candidates, but we can take an endorsement position or against an issue, and so can churches. And so we urge you to do that. Pastor, get up in the pulpit, tell them to vote life, vote no on issue one, provide material. The Ohio Christian Alliance material is available for that use. And we'll be happy to provide it for your congregation. You can also download it right from the internet, and it's free to print it off as many copies as you like. And a lot of pastors do that as well, Pastor Al, and so we're very thankful for that. We probably, at this point, we just ordered another 10,000 voter guides. We have about 50,000 out there that are circulating on this election cycle alone. So by the time it's done, we may be upwards of 70,000 voter guides for this election cycle statewide. We provide voter guides to churches all across Ohio and all the 88 counties, and we get requests in from the various churches, and we ship them right out to them.
Now, another question for you. Can a church put out a vote no on issue one sign on their property?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's issue one signs, vote no on issue one signs at Pastor Al's church as a place to pick them up. You're going to give that information in a minute. We'll also have vote no on issue two, which is legalizing marijuana. I spent some time on our radio program about that because it's a very insidious legalization of recreational marijuana that we don't need here in the state of Ohio. We already have a drug problem. The business community, the medical community, children's services are all against issue two. The Ohio Christian Alliance has joined the coalition as a member, and we're getting out literature, again, a vote no on issue two. Yeah, absolutely, churches can do that. And those signs, they can use them and put them in their church lot, and then, of course, distribute them to their congregation as well.
Absolutely. And I just let people know, if you come to our Bible study tonight or to our church services on Sunday, you can pick up some signs while you're there. And if you have some place that you can put them. You brought up issue two, and as I said, there's really not a whole lot out there on it right now. Exciting to hear there's some signs coming. Saw a billboard up near Ashtabula on Tuesday, vote no on issue two. And I was thinking, as we're going into this part of the discussion, I saw a local news broadcast. They were featuring some marijuana growing convention of sorts. I think it was at the IX Center a week or two ago. And one of the people was saying that the reason that they need issue two is because, well, he's suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, and he's got chronic pain and different things, and it's only by smoking marijuana that he gets any relief. And I turned to my wife and said, well, we've already got medical marijuana. What's he talking about? You need issue two in order to be able to get the relief that he needs. And so what is going on with issue two? We've got medical marijuana. What's the difference?
Well, this would legalize full-out marijuana in the state of Ohio. It's terribly written. Issue two legalizes an addiction-for-profit industry at the expense of our families and poses substantial risk to the public health and safety of all Ohioans. And that means the business community is, they're terribly afraid. They can't get proper workers right now. And when you've got people that have been smoking marijuana, you don't need them driving a truck or heavy equipment or a tow motor in a warehouse. You know, this is going to hit the, you know, we already are, needing workers all across the state. The economy is moving along in Ohio. There's new companies moving in, but they're going to need qualified workers. You add this to the mix, people just being zoned out on marijuana. And this isn't the marijuana of 30 years ago.
No.
This isn't your grandpa's marijuana. This is a high THC, high potency marijuana. It is really a strong drug. And so, I'm going to read this to you. Recklessly exposes kids to mind-altering substances in kid-friendly forms such as candy and cookies, promotes recreational use of a drug that causes withdrawal, disorder, deceptions, respiratory damage, anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, and schizophrenia. You know, those who are running drug recovery clinics, when they interview their patients, 90% of them said, we started with marijuana.
Right.
It's still a gateway drug. It's how people enter into that drug-style lifestyle, and it's just no good for Ohio. And then add these people to the highways, we're going to be like Colorado. They have seen a marked increase in death fatalities, in traffic accidents, and those who were high on marijuana in the state of Colorado. Again, not the marijuana of 30 years ago. This is a new form of marijuana that's way too potent, folks, and they want to legalize it, and it's just a really bad idea. So Ohio needs to hold the line and vote no on issues one and two.
Well, and when you look at what's going on with the recreational marijuana, anybody that's traveled to an area where they have that, in fact, you can just cross the state line up into Michigan and you start seeing billboards where to go get your pot. Somebody in our church just recently went to Michigan, said there was billboards that said something to the effect of Granny knows where to get the best stuff, you know, things like that. But one of the other things, when I was in the Air Force, you know, we were subjected to random drug tests, and because to maintain a security clearance, obviously, and just for military service, no drugs, including marijuana. And one of the things that people don't realize is when you're around people who are smoking this, you're going to absorb it. Remember all the discussion about secondhand smoke, you know, for cigarettes? People are concerned.
Right.
Well, you're going to absorb secondhand smoke from marijuana cigarettes. My family and I went to Washington, D.C. earlier in the summer. We had to roll the windows up in the car at traffic lights because the smoke from people smoking marijuana and surrounding cars just rolling into our vehicle. And my wife's concerned because as a nurse, she's subjected to random drug tests on occasion, and that's something that can disqualify her as well. So it is a real issue, isn't it, for us?
It really is. And folks just need to be in prayer and active and get out and vote. And folks, vote no on issues one and two.
Absolutely. Well, Chris Long, the Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for being with us today. I was going to say one more thing. The Bible tells us about being sober-minded. You certainly can't be sober-minded when you're high in marijuana, can you?
Amen.
But what's your website where people can get this information?
Again, that's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
All right. Encourage people, get out and vote. Early voting is going on right now. You can vote now, or you can vote on Election Day. But be sure you and your family and your friends get out and vote no on issues one and two. Thank you, Chris, for being with us today. God bless.
Thank you, Pastor Al.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. And pray for our country. Prayer does help. We need help. We need divine help. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.